Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today with my help, my good friends, Don and Doug at BBS Radio. And I want to welcome everyone so much for coming on today. The purpose of this show, of course, is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I've scheduled my good friend, James Armstrong, coming in from Vancouver, Canada, but we're having some technical difficulties reaching him today. And so in about 45 minutes or so, I'll be having my good friend, Diane Robbins, who's a famous author of books about Telos and Mount Shasta. She's a wonderful lady, and she'll be coming on. So we'll hopefully my friend James will be coming on from Canada soon. We can talk about, he channels Adama all the time, and I can also bring in Adama and the Telosians as well. But if he doesn't make it, we've got Diane Robbins coming in about 45 minutes. So anyway, hang on to your seats, my friends. Anyway, I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. Out of This World Radio as a nonprofit listener-supported station. And if you'd like to support us, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, or just go to the BBS website. They've got a little PayPal button there, and we'd love your support. $5 a month or $50 for the year. It's really appreciated, and it helps us keep on the air. I want to tell everyone too that I'm having a new show starting in German and in English, starting December 6th, Monday at 12 noon Pacific time. It'll go from 12 noon to 2 p.m. every other Monday. And it'll be in German and English. It's aimed for people in Germany, Austria, and Eastern Switzerland, where they speak German. And I'll have a wonderful translator there, Saskia Voltlander. She'll be helping with the show. And then on the following Monday, December 13th, I'll be broadcasting in out of Vienna, Austria, as I have been for the past year and a half. But that show is only every other Monday, so I decided to expand on BBS Radio. So every Monday, either at the same time from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time, or 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time in Vienna, I'll be broadcasting my show every Monday, either on BBS Radio here with Don and Doug's help, or in Vienna, Austria on Radio Soul International. So anyway, I wanted to let people know that my next show on in Vienna, Austria on Radio Soul International is on November 29th, Monday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time, or 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time. So I hope you can join us then. It's in English, so if you English and German, so whether you speak English or German, it's simultaneously translated, so you can understand both. As I said, the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place, you know, if we all work together, I know we can create a much better and happier world. One of the things I was talking about with my good friend, the letter before R at 12 noon today on my English show was that, it's funny, but there's an ascension. There's three different ascension cycles. There's one that occurs every 100 years, and, that is occurring right now. And there's a second ascension cycle that occurs once every 2,000 years. And now you notice we're about 2,000 years later after Jesus. And then there's a third ascension cycle, which is based upon the amount of time it takes to go around the central sun of this galaxy, which is called the Mayan Catoon cycle. It's named after the Mayans, of course, but it takes 25,800 years for this planet in this solar system to revolve once around the central sun of the galaxy, so that every 25,800 years there's this chance for ascension on this planet. And myself, I've been here for two Mayan Catoon cycles, or 51,600 years, give or take. Who's counting when you've got that many years? And so every Mayan Catoon cycle, there's a chance for ascension. So we're having that right now. We're right in the middle of it. And the kinds of decisions that people make now will affect their lives and humanity's lives for many, many, many years to come. Also, my friends in the Hollow Earth tell me, and my guides tell me, that this is the seventh time humanity on this planet has tried to ascend. ascend in a greater skill. So this is the seventh civilization that's tried to ascend into the higher dimensions. So we've tried many times before, and this time we're going to make it. Unfortunately, some people have made the decision to get the shot, and they're not going to make it unless they ask for help. If you ask for help, you can always get help and get a remedy for the shot and shedding as well. If you need remedies, I have a sheet of inexpensive remedies. Just send me an email if you want to, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to send you a remedy sheet. It's very, very inexpensive remedies. You can make your own hydrochloroquine, for example, with three grapefruits and three limes, or three grapefruits and three lemons. And you take the rinds off the fruit, and then you put it into a metal pot with a metal lid on top, and let it simmer for about 2 or 3 hours, then let it cool down, and then you put a zinc tablet in that and crush it up, along with maybe a little sweetener, and with a zinc tablet, and it'll really help you. It's full of antioxidants. It's better. It's best to get a fruit that's not sprayed with chemicals. Better to get organic if you can, but it does work, and it really does help people, and it doesn't cost very much. Ivermectin is something else you can use as well. It's difficult to get that in the United States, but you can find it in other countries. For example, if you're in Mexico, you can buy ivermectin almost in any pharmacy with no restrictions. Ivermectin was invented in Japan, and it's considered like aspirin there. It's a miracle drug. It's a miracle product, and you can try that. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I've been broadcasting now for 8 years, a little over eight years. And I'm so happy to tell you that we've reached a milestone today. We now have over 12 million listeners on for today's show in over 100 countries. So I'm so happy people are waking up. And you know, and if we all work together, I know we can create a much better and happier world. I wanted to share something with people, with you as well. The frequency of planet Earth is really rapidly rising. It's now over 10,000 hertz. And that frequency was measured by a guy named Dr. Schumann in Germany in the late 19th century. And he nicknamed the frequency of this planet as the Schumann residence. And for those of you interested, the frequency of love is 528 hertz. So when you take this tuning fork, which is a 528 love tuning fork, and you hit it on one of these crystals from Lemuria, which is from Mount Shasta, you hit them together. That's what I'm spreading right now, the frequency of love. I'm going to hit this twice more. Vibration, and I'll do that one more time. And it's a great way to start your day, or if you want to uplift your vibrations, just strike this and it brings you love. They're for sale on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com just for $55. But if you'd like one, just, you know, you're free to order one if you like, or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also have my book called Messages from the Masters. I know I've talked about this before, but it's a wonderful book. It was it's not my messages, it's messages from President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Masaru Emoto, President Eisenhower, Zora from the Hollow Earth, Leonardo da Vinci, Albert Einstein, Michelle de Nostradamus. And they talk about our beautiful, bright future. And everything they told me in this book is coming true now, even though we're facing a lot of challenges. One of the things that President Kennedy directed me to when I was writing the book is this newspaper article. I know I've talked about it before, but for those of you who don't know about it, this is a newspaper article that was published while President Kennedy was still alive. And you can see the headline says Kennedy shot dead. It was released by the U.S. Embassy in Auckland, New Zealand on November 22nd, 1963. Now, because of the dateline change, November 22nd, 1963, in New Zealand is actually November 21st in the United States. And President Kennedy was still very much alive in Washington, D.C., attending to his business. And he didn't fly to Dallas until the next morning on November 23rd, early in the morning. He was assassinated, I believe, around 10:30 or 11 in the morning, and he passed away at 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, this article, which was released by the U.S. Embassy while President Kennedy was still alive, states that President Kennedy died at midnight on, it was midnight on the, it would have been the 23rd of December, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. So they've got the time wrong. They said he was, there was three shots that killed him, got that wrong. Well, there were three shots, but the fake government after that, LBJ, said that only one shot killed him, the magic bullet. Remember that went zigzagging around. And they even got the wrong location too. They said that he was killed near a freeway interchange, and he wasn't. So anyway, it's an interesting article. And it comes along with my book. The book's just $21. And if you want one, just go to my website, outofthisworldreadings.com, and order it. Or you can just send me an email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I hope my friend James comes on today. He may have been having technical difficulties. Let me send him a quick note. But if you can't come on, I can talk about Mount Shasta. I've been going to Mount Shasta every year, multiple times a year, since 2015, with the last 6 years. And Mount Shasta is a beautiful place. It's the first place on this planet to shift into the higher dimensions, and it's right now about 4.7 on the dimensional scale. For those of you interested, there's actually 12 different dimensions. We exist here in the third dimension. We're shifting quickly into the fourth, and then we will be shifting into the fifth dimension. So Shasta is not really in third dimension anymore. It's in 4.7 on the dimensional scale. And soon, by 2025, the planet will shift as a whole into the fifth dimension. As Aquarius and the fifth dimension, that song, remember that song back in the 60s? That was a great song. And we are shifting now into the fifth dimension. That brings up an interesting point. In my book, Messages from the Masters, I outline a timeline that President Kennedy told me that we would have had he lived. Anyone interested, think about it, what would have happened, for example, if President Kennedy had lived and not have been assassinated on November 23rd, 1963? Well, for one thing, we would have never gone to Vietnam. In the middle, President Kennedy had just issued an order before he was murdered to take out the first 1,000 troops, U.S. troops, out of Vietnam. He was going to do a phased withdrawal and be completely out of there by 1965 because he thought it was a losing cause and wouldn't really get us anywhere. It was kind of ridiculous. The second thing is that President Johnson would have never been president. He was actually under indictment for several murders in Texas, and he would have been arrested eventually for these murders. He would have been out of office. And the other important thing, too, is that we would have ascended into the fifth dimension. So all of this ascension process would have started, back in the mid-60s. And by 1970, we would have shifted into the 68 or 70, we would have shifted into the fifth dimension. Richard Nixon would have never become president. We would have never, the U.S. would have never gone into the Gulf War in the 90s. Obama wouldn't have been president because that would have been off that timeline. The Bushes would have been in jail. They would have never become president, neither the father, Bush Sr. or Bush Jr. All of that misery and all of these politicians who caused a lot of harm to the world wouldn't have existed because we would have been on a very positive timeline. The Supreme Being, the God, if you will, the entity who created all that there is, including this planet, has decreed that this planet will ascend into the higher dimensions. And so the negatives may try to stop her ascension, but they're not going to be successful. And I know that for a fact. So they may try, but we have God with us, actually, the Supreme Being. So everyone has to remain strong because we are headed into a new age where things will become much more beautiful and people will live in harmony and peace. I guess that was one of the beautiful things about Dr. Masaru Emoto. He was one of the most spiritual men in the world until he was murdered by the Chinese and the reptilians back in 2014. He actually was poisoned, but he's a good man, and he's working now with Pleiadian scientists on the other side. His work is being carried on today by Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project. She does wonderful work, and the website for her EPP is www.emotoemotopeaceproject.net. She has beautiful children's books that teach people the value of love and gratitude. Let me show you one of these books here real quick. I'll be right back. As we move into the fifth dimension, thoughts become things. That's one of the most important lessons I've learned as a psychic all these years. And for example, Dr. Moto found that if you send positive thoughts of love and gratitude to a glass of water, guess what happens? On the molecular level, these beautiful water crystals form. Here's one here that's love and gratitude. Isn't that amazing? And if you, conversely, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, you'll get a negative looking picture as well. Because if you write the words "you fool" on a glass of water, this is what it looks like. It looks like it's all broken down. It's not organized. Kind of a negative picture. I know that's a subjective term. But your thoughts do influence water. And the other thing Dr. Moto said is that water is God, and God is water. So that it's fascinating, really, all the research he did. But his work is being carried on today. And if you'd like one of these books, you can contact the Emoto Peace Project at www.emotoemopeaceproject.net. And they have these beautiful books. They're not very expensive. And you can teach children and adults about the value of your thoughts. Well, getting back to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta right now is about 4.7 in the dimensional scale. And there are 12 different dimensions. We exist here in the third. The fourth dimension is time. And the fifth dimension is where we're headed, just like the people of the fifth dimension in that song, the Aquarius. But when you're at Mount Shasta, you can feel the energies there, and you almost feel very, very light, very, very giddy. The other thing too about Mount Shasta is that there's all kinds of Sasquatch around there, and the Sasquatch are interdimensional beings. They've been here on the planet for about 300,000 years. It was before I was born. Just kidding, of course. But they've been here about 300,000 years, and they're interdimensional beings. And what I mean by that they can easily go from third dimension to fourth to fifth, just like that. And they are amazing. They're benevolent, benevolent beings. They actually don't like to be called Sasquatch. They like to be called Chartreuse. So I'm going to call them Chartreuse instead. They said that Sasquatch denotates a creature that's a wild beast or wild men. And they're not wild men, and they're not wild beasts either. They're very benevolent, loving creatures. And they do love us. And I'll give you an example of that. At Mount Shasta, there's always... on my trips there, I go there a couple times a year. I'll be going next year at the end of June, at the end of August. And if you'd like to come along, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'm happy to have you come along. But anyway, they're interdimensional beings, and they can flip from this dimension to higher dimensions just like that. And so you might be walking through a forest or up on the mountain at Mount Shasta, and you might see a chartreuse out of the corner of your eye, and you look at them, and then they just disappear. Often, too, sometimes at night, you will see orbs in the forest, bright white light orbs. And those white light orbs are actually the chartreuse. Actually, they're chartreuse, and they're there. And but we run into them quite a bit. And there was a true story that happened while I was camping up on Mount Shasta in September 2017. I took a group up there up in the mountain, and we were camped in an area where there's lots of portals and entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And there was a lady named Pam from Minnesota, and she'd driven in all the way across the country to join our group. And she got in kind of late that night, got to bed, I guess, about 11 p.m. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, she said that the Sasquatch surrounded her van. And then suddenly, a Sasquatch surrounded around, and they asked her telepathically whether she'd like a healing. And that was really important to her, because she'd been crippled for decades. and couldn't walk without the use of a cane and a wheelchair. So she said, yes, she'd love a healing. And then before she knew it, there was a UFO craft that appeared on top of her van, and the craft was from the Hollow Earth. And then that craft beamed a beam of white light down into the van. The top of the van opened up, and she was beamed from the van on board the UFO from the Hollow Earth, and she was given a new pair of legs. Isn't that amazing? Then she was beamed back into her van. The top of it was sealed up. And the next morning, we were sitting around this campfire making our breakfast, and she wakes up out of the van and starts screaming at the around the campsite, "They healed me! They healed me!" And At first, I don't allow drugs on the trip. And I said, "I'm sorry, you know, I don't know what you're on, but if you're on drugs, you'll have to leave." And she said, no, you don't understand. They healed me." And I said, "Who healed you?" And she explained this story about the benevolent chartreuse and the UFOs. The UFO was from the Hollow Earth and Telosians who healed her. And so she's been fine ever since. We've had so many miracles. And the way it works is that usually we get into a prayer circle, and there's portals up on Mount Shasta where we do prayers for healing. And a Dhamma can come in, and he helps, and the people of Telos help a person get a healing. I'll give you another example. I was at Mount Shasta, I believe last October, and I had a group from wonderful group from Texas, beautiful people. And one person wanted better eyesight. So we all prayed for her, and within about 25 minutes, her eyesight had been restored to normal 20/20 vision. There was some follow-up work, spiritual work during the couple days, but she didn't need her glasses after that. A second lady, for example, had arthritis in her left hand. She'd been working on a farm for many years, had a lot of pain. That was gone within about 20-25 minutes. The third person I witnessed had a hearing loss in her left ear, and her hearing was restored within about 20-25 minutes. These people were all very positive. They were psychic, very upbeat, because it's very important if you come to the mountain and if you ask for a healing, you have to be upbeat and positive and open to it. Because if you're not open to it, if you have any doubts about it, you won't be able to get a healing. So anyway, it's always a beautiful experience to go there. I'll be going there next year at the end of June for a week, and then several times at the end of August. Then after that, I'll be going down to Sedona in mid-September. I'll also be going to Sedona in early May next year. And if you'd like to go to Sedona with me or Mount Shasta, the cost is just $200 per person. And at Mount Shasta, it's free camping. But anyway, it's always a fun time. And the only thing that the Telosians ask for is that you be open to it and be in a highest and positive mood. If you're negative and you're not positive, they don't want you there. I take you into some very special places. It's like their living room. And if you are negative, they will seal off the portals so you can't get in. But most people are kind-hearted and they've got good intentions, and I always enjoy going down there. But you feel the energy when you're down there. And my friend James from Vancouver just sent me a text. He's a little delayed, but he'll be coming on in a few minutes now. But at any rate, Adama is a beautiful, loving being, and I thank him so much for his love and kindness. I really enjoy seeing him when I'm there. They have healing chambers within Telos where people go into. They also have healing chambers up aboard my friend's ship, Admiral Halosaurus. Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus is a huge ship, and they've got healing chambers up there. Sometimes I'll take people up there and leave them there to get a healing. I'll never forget during one of my first trips to Mount Shasta back in 16. There was a lady. She's actually the wife of producer at Gaia TV, and she had Lyme disease for many years. And what happened is that she was so sick of the pain and so sick of being on painkillers from her doctor. Her doctor was well-meaning, of course, and he tried to help her as much as possible, but she wanted to really get cured. So we did prayers for her, and one night the Telosians took her into Telos, and they took her into a healing chamber. It's like a rose quartz-colored bathtub. And they poured this golden light all over her. And she was there all night, and she was more or less completely healed of the Lyme disease by the next morning. She hasn't needed any painkillers since. So those miracles I've seen all kinds of miracles. My own, for myself, the Telosians restored my eyesight to perfectly crystal clear 20/10 vision in both my eyes. And then a couple of years ago, they gave me a new heart. They said I've been working for years, 24/7 without many breaks. And I was wearing myself out, and I need a new heart. I said, I'd love one. So they put a new one in, and now I'm built for the next 10,000 years. Easy. Just kidding. But they did put a new heart in me, and I have firsthand experience about my eyesight being restored to normal. So miracle healings do happen. But Shasta is a beautiful place. The other thing too that you see at Shasta is that you see lots of clouds around the mountain, circular clouds. Now, our earth scientists, meteorologists, call those lenticular clouds. They have a special name for them. But if you look at them, I've always had the suspicion, seeing these clouds, that there's something in the cloud itself. And there sure is. There's usually a UFO in sight. If a cloud is white, it has a benevolent UFO inside. However, if the cloud is flat shaped and red colored, it's usually a reptilian craft, because the propulsion systems in their UFOs is based upon mercury, and it creates this red image and it comes out in the cloud. You don't see too many of them nowadays. They're being driven off the planet. Thank goodness they're leaving. They're being forced out. But so most of them you see, just about all of them you see at Mount Shasta nowadays, are the white ones. There is a bit of a war going on right now, as people may know. Between the good and the evil, between the white hats and the dark hats, and one of the places that the negatives have wanted to control is Mount Shasta. I've heard that there's actually a reptilian base on the northeastern side of Mount Shasta that's getting cleaned out now. The south side of Mount Shasta is the best place to go, because the benevolents are there. There's a lot of beautiful places on Mount Shasta. The negatives want to control Shasta because there's a lot of time and energy portals on the mountain that go way out into the Pacific, and they're ancient from Lemuria. And they wanted the negatives want to control that, so that they try to control everything else on this planet. So they try to control us. They try to control Earth. They try to control Mount Shasta. There's no such thing as free will in the reptilian or gray, in the world of the grays, the short 4 foot tall grays. So it's no surprise that they want to control us now too. But it's going to fail. I know that they're not going to make it. But Shasta is a beautiful place. Sedona is another beautiful place too. I go there. I'll be going there in May and September of next year. Sedona is a little different. It's got a lot of beautiful Native American energy there, and of course you've got the Hopi, which are a couple hours north, and the beautiful Navajo people a few hours north of Sedona as well. Around Sedona itself, there's lots of time and energy vortexes, and I'll give you an example of that. I was in Sedona about a month ago now, a little more than a month ago, and my friend James from Hawaii was with me, and he's a really interesting fellow, and he went up the top of one of the this rock structure in Sedona, and stumbled across this time vortex where he went into it, and he went to the beginning of time when this earth was created. Wow, what an experience, he told me about. I should have had him on today, but at any rate, he went to the beginning of time when this earth was created and this universe was created, and it was very dark. He went for a long time, and then he saw the development of amoebas and the oceans here on the planet, and the development of people too. We were put here about millions of years ago, actually, from what he said. I'll bring him on sometime and let him tell you about his experience. And then he came up to this point here, and he saw all the different progressions of how many times humanity on this planet has tried to ascend but failed. But this is a very historic moment in society. I've been here myself. I came to planet Earth two Mayan Ketun cycles, or about 52,000 years ago, and I've been here 720 lifetimes. So I've been here a long time, and this is my last lifetime, my last segment of this lifetime here, and after this I'll be going back to join my Pleiadian family. But It's been, boy, a long time. And everyone here, I want to tell everyone that they are from somewhere else. People often ask me, well, why am I here and what's the purpose of my life? For most of us, a lot of people here, you came here because you wanted to help with the ascension. And for many people, you're there to hold the light for you and your family and friends. President Kennedy told me something very profound and interesting this year. In January of this year, he said that that we are all that if you want to change the world, look no farther than your family. In other words, help people within your family and close friends, and that you're helping the world in that way. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people aren't going to make the ascension because of their choices, but I think most of the people on this planet will make the ascension, and they will be part of this beautiful new earth. The entire planet will be in the fifth dimension by the year 2025, my guides tell me. And when that happens, people may ask, well, what will that be like? Well, for one thing, you'll be able to communicate telepathically. You and I, if I'm looking at somebody on the street or a friend, we won't need to, language will be secondary. We could still use language, but it won't be essential to communicate with each other, because we'll communicate on a mind-to-mind energy, a little bit like Spock on Star Trek for the Vulcan mind meld. It's kind of funny. But anyway, we'll be able to communicate telepathically. And the fascinating thing is, let's say you're in a courtroom and you've got a criminal defendant, and all the judge or the prosecutor needs to do is just to look at that individual to tell whether they're telling the truth or not. And in business relationships too, you could just look at somebody and you could tell whether they're telling the truth or not. Won't that be something amazing? And as that happens, people won't be able to commit any crimes because they won't be able to get away with it. I mean, why would you want to get away with a crime where everybody knew that you were guilty or knew that you did something wrong? So you want to be on your best behavior. Like as my psychic foster mother Terry told me years ago, you can't wait to run away from God, and God knows what you've done, and as Dr. Moto used to say too, water knows what you've done because God is water and water is God. But at any rate, it's going to be an interesting time to be alive, and for our children who survived this moment in history, they've got a beautiful future ahead of you. If you have children, fight like tooth and nail so they don't get the shot. Absolutely. It's genocide. I can't believe this program has even come out to give these poor little kids from 5 to 11 these poisonous shots, where the death rate now in Europe is up to 50% and more. For the people who've taken the shot, Professor Luc Montagnier, a Nobel Peace Prize winner from 1985, he discovered the AIDS virus. He said that within 2 years, most people will be dead from the shot, and it's a slow acting process. It's not even based upon technology from this planet. It's based upon technology from another planet, from the reptilians, but they're definitely here to decrease the population and turn the rest of us into a slave race. Let me back up a little bit and tell you what the galactics have said about the history of this. In 22 other star systems, the reptilians and the grays have come in, and they promised certain benefits to the elites that in exchange for their cooperation, they would be given great benefits and exalted position on these planets in exchange for reducing the population down to a small, what they call a manageable slave-like population of about 500 million, actually. And once this population has been reduced down to this lower level, then they extract all the resources out of the planet and then blow it up. And that's the same pattern that they're following now, is that they want to create a small slave-like population so they can control us and extract resources. That's not the kind of future that I want, and I don't think most humanity on this planet wants that kind of future either. And it's such a shame that people have been lied to and put in a fear mold by the cabal-controlled mass media for the past year and a half to 2 years, that anyone who believes that these shots are going to help them is sadly misinformed, because they're going to pay for that mistake with their lives as well. There's a lot of home remedies which can be used for the shot. And if anybody would like a copy of my remedy sheet, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send it to them free of charge. The doctor I had from Finland this morning, Dr. Ariana Love, is a great lady. She has detox. She's a naturopathic doctor, excellent doctor. And she's got a lot of remedies as well. Her doesn't charge very much. And I'll include her information, contact information on the sheets I sent out as well. We are on the precipice of creating a beautiful new world. And the Mother Earth has already started ascending. We've got to catch up with her now, my friends. The process started for Gaia or Mother Earth back in September 2016 when the Schumann resonance, or the frequency of Mother Earth, doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz in September 2016. I remember that date because I was at Mount Shasta at the time, and I could feel the energies coming way up. Nowadays, it's well over 10,000 hertz. And negative people, negative entities, the reptilians, the Illuminati, the cabal, the negatives, they can't stay here any longer. They're having a very tough time staying. But one of the ways they're trying to stay is to get as many people as possible into this new shot program. Let me explain what happens to you if you take one of these shots. The shot itself, first off, I want to preface this remark, but I'm not into doom and gloom. And there are inexpensive remedies that you can take to help heal yourself and turn this and turn the shot around in you and save your life. But you have to want to live and believe in a God or a supreme being if you want. If you don't believe in a supreme being, not in a religious sense, but in a spiritual sense, and you don't want to live, there's nothing that can be done. And I guarantee your chances of dying are extremely high, if not 100%. But at any rate, there's some very, very easy remedies you can make with hydrochloroquine. You take the rinds of three grapefruit and the rinds of three lemons, and you put it into a metal pot and you make a tea out of it. The second way is to do a healing prayer taught to me by Zora from the Hollow Earth, and the letter before R also taught me this prayer. It's a very simple prayer. You count down from 10 to 1. You say the number 10. And I'll go through this with you now. You breathe in and out, then say 9, breathe in and out, 8, breathe in and out, all the way down to 1, then breathe in and out, then you snap your fingers, and then you say, from the God within me, if you're a man, or you say, from the goddess within me, if you're a woman, I command the supreme creation, and I command the supreme creator. And I'll repeat that so people can write it down. I command the supreme creation, and I command the supreme creator to heal me completely from the effects of the shot and or the shedding, because a lot of people are getting shedded upon nowadays from people who've taken the shot. And then you say, I am now completely healed, and I know it to be true, and snap your fingers. I've seen people say that, and believe it or not, they've been healed themselves up within about 20-25 minutes, spontaneous healing. I've seen it happen before my own eyes. It doesn't work, however, if you don't believe in God, if you have a lot of doubts, and you don't want to live. But if you want to live and you believe in God and you believe it works, it will work. It's been helping a lot of people, and that comes not from me, but it comes from the Hollow Earth people, as well as the letter before R have told me about this healing prayer. And one of the messages that the letter before R told me today on the show is that we all have the spark of the supreme being within us. And if you tie into that, we are all gods and goddesses, and we have the power within us to heal ourselves, to in any way possible for healing, and including these shots, because we are far stronger than the negatives. The light is always stronger than the dark. And even though the dark is putting up a massive resistance right now, I mean, there are lockdowns now happening in Greece, Germany, Austria, Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, parts of the United States controlled by the Democrats and Antifa. The people are fighting back, and they cannot lock us all up. And I know that they will fail, but people have to stand up to this. In the United States, the governors and our false president, Biden, he issues these mandates, but the mandates, if you look at them, have no legal basis at all. And if you take it to federal court, you're going to win because they don't have any legal authority. It's a little bit like the situation people faced in Germany in the 1930s with Adolf Hitler, because Adolf Hitler, when he constructed his concentration camps and took away people's guns and killed a whole bunch of poor Jewish people and other people, he did it through the force of his so-called mandates or executive orders, just like many state governors are doing today, just like the fake president Biden is doing today. But there's no authority for it. They have no authority. And if you stand up to them, they can't enforce it. Also, in the United States, in any way, you can also move states like Texas are great places to live. A lot of freedom there. South Dakota has never been shut down. You can go to a lot of different states where you will have freedom. Mexico is another place. It's a beautiful place. The people are very heart-centered there, but they've never been. Mexico was never shut down during this whole scamdemic, and their economy is doing fine. They're a beautiful people. They have an extremely low shot rate, and it's a beautiful place with beautiful people there. So there's a lot of places in the world which are normal, but so if you're not unhappy in the area, try to get out or stand up to the tyranny, because it stops. The buck stops here. We all have to stand up now for our lives, because if you go along with the program like the good Germans did in the 1930s, you're going to find yourself dead, or you're going to find your family dead. And there won't be a lot to bring them back. So the time to stand up is right now. These shots turn people. I had a doctor on this morning, Dr. Ariana Love, a famous naturopathic doctor from Finland, who says that they're basically creating a new human species with this shot program, because it alters your DNA through the mRNA program. It's never been done before. She also said that there's been studies coming out now that genetically modified hydras, which are small little animals, are being put into our bloodstream with this new shot program. And they control us through the nanobots and through the graphenes. And what happens is that people's souls leave their body after about 5 or 6 months. And there was an article that came out here about 4 weeks ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago. And it's actually information from Pleiadian scientists, which found that the soul leaves the body at a Fibonacci sequence. It first goes down to before you took the shot, your soul was 100% to your body, connected to your soul. Right after you take the shot, it drops down to 92%, then 78% of your soul is connected to your body, then 52%, then 38%, then 19% of your soul is connected to your body, and then zero. You become a zombie. And a scientist out of England recently discovered as well that your immune system drops. This was mentioned by this doctor, Dr. Ariana Love, this morning. Your immune system drops by 5% for each week after you take the shot. So after 10 weeks, 50% of your immune system's gone. After 20 weeks, you don't have an immune system left. And people get what's called immune deficiency syndrome. You may also know this by acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, HIV, and that's in the shot as well. Dr. Love this morning was saying that companies like Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson have also put Ebola into the shot program, and a new disease called Megrin, I can't remember exactly. I wasn't familiar with it. But so that there's three levels of death with the shots. The first level is within about 2 weeks. Some people die a few hours afterwards, like Tiffany Dover did in Ohio. She was on a news program in Cincinnati, Ohio, giving a shot last January or December. She took the shot, and then she had a news conference about 25 minutes later, and she was saying how wonderful the shot was, and it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then she said, oh, I don't feel very well, and she touched her forehead, and she collapsed, and she died 10 hours later. She's now dead because of that shot. The second wave of death comes within about 5 to 6 months afterwards. As people's immune systems go away and they don't have any defense on anymore, a simple cold or a flu can kill them. The third wave of death comes about a year and a half to 2 years later when people can get AIDS, HIV, and Ebola. So I know this is not pleasant to talk about, but people should be aware of it since there's so much misinformation out there and the mass media is brainwashing people with misinformation about what's really going on. People should be really aware. And then you've got countries like Germany and Austria now, which are segregating those who've taken the shot and those who haven't. For those who haven't taken the shot, they're locking them down, keeping them at home. But there's hundreds of thousands of people now demonstrating this weekend and for the last week in Austria. I know they'll be able to turn it around because the negatives in their own mindset believe that they've only got a very short time to stop our ascension, and that goes through the early January period. Past that, we should be doing much better. And there are a lot of remedies, like I said, out there. The other thing happening on the horizon, too, within probably six months' time, we'll be getting med beds. That is wonderful technology, but we got to be a little careful of that as well, because the med beds themselves, some of them will be introduced by the negatives or the cabal, and they will not help you. So you have to be using some discernment again about, you know, which ones to use when that comes out. I'm sure I'll be discussing that on my program here when that happens. But the bottom line, as explained to me by my good friends, President Kennedy, Nostradamus, Benjamin Franklin, Nikola Tesla, Dr. Emoto, is that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. We just got to hang in there and do the best we can to keep our vibrations and as high as possible and our attitudes as positive as possible. The negatives for the past year and a half, 2 years have spread so much fear about everybody, about everything. And they've convinced us to wear these silly face diapers across our mouths, on our face and keep this so-called PSYOP social distancing. Social distancing doesn't work at all, because if you do have the virus, it goes out like 40 feet. It is good for facial recognition cameras. And did you know that in satanic rituals, they all require their participants of the Satan Church to stand 6 feet apart and wear these face masks, just like we do today. So a lot of these governments, I don't think are even human. I think they're controlled by very negative forces. And you have to remember that. Look what's happening in California now. The governor down there, Governor Gavin Newsom, disappeared about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, after he took the third booster shot for Moderna, and he got Guillain-Barr disease, and he went into convulsions. I've heard that he was arrested by the U.S. Marines for various crimes against humanity, including treason. And then he was either executed at Gitmo or died. I don't think he's alive now. Let me check with the spirits here. No, he's dead. But there have been ads out on Twitter now for a body double for Newsom. So you notice that everything's real quiet in the media in California, across the country. They don't talk about Newsom now. He's not around. He's dead. So let the mass media prove that he's alive, because he's not. And so they're going to probably try to roll out somebody to take his place, much like they've done with Biden. The real Biden, I've been told, is executed last year for crimes against humanity and treason. But they've got some other actor or body double taking him out, too. So anyway, I'm so glad my good friend Diane Robbins is here. She's a wonderful lady, and I'm glad that she's come on today. Let's see, we'll bring her on here. She's the author of many wonderful books on Telos and Mount Shasta. She lives in Mount Shasta, and it's going to be so good to see her. Diana, can you hear me okay? We'll get you here. Okay, can you hear me, Diana? I don't hear the sound. see if we can get her on here. Anyway, Diane is a wonderful lady. She moved to Mount Shasta many years ago to continue her spiritual work after she came in contact with Adama, the high priest of Mount Shasta. And she's a beautiful lady, and she's written many, many books as an accomplished author. And I can't say enough good things about her. So, and she paid me to say that just now. So anyway.
Oh, I would, definitely.
So anyway.
Can you hear me now?
I think so. Don, how's the audio? Don, Dan, if you could talk just another minute or two, and we'll test the audio to make sure you're okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. Okay, great. Well, can you hear us okay? Can you say some more words, Diane, if you don't mind?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. I find, Diane, from my own recording, I find getting a microphone like this, they're not very expensive. It really helps on the audio. If you need one, I'll buy you one for Christmas. Would you like that?
I would love to have one.
Okay, that's your Christmas present. I'll find one somewhere for you.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Anyway, and listen, to save postage, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the microphone in a bottle with a cork and write your name on it with Mount Shasta. Then I'm going to drive out to the ocean here and throw it in there. I know you'll get it eventually. It'll save on postage. Just be patient. Somebody will.
I'll be waiting on the shore for it.
That's fine. Yeah, you could down to Lake Siskiyou there. I'm sure it'll show up eventually. So, well, one of the things I like about Diane is that you channel messages. You get messages from Mikos and from Adama, and she also has really good stock tips and investment information on Mondays, along with the numbers for the California lottery. Just kidding. But but you.
I wish it were true.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But you sent me a message recently, and if you want to discuss that, and you're welcome to talk about anything you like if you want, as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening. So,
well, it probably is illegal.
I know freedom of speech, freedom of thought is illegal anymore in the United States. So, anyway,
yeah, freedom of speech, right? Is it all right if I were to read the message?
Yeah, that's fine. Just speak loudly.
Louder than I'm talking now.
It's okay. Yeah, I think he can hear you okay. It's fine.
I just have to give me one moment, please.
Okay, take your time. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, he said my producer said the audio is okay, so.
I'm glad it is. All right, this is a message I received. I'll tell you when I received it. October 16th, which is just a month ago. And it's from Mikos. He lives in the center of the earth, which is hollow. And he's speaking from a library called the Library of Porthologos, inside the center of the hollow earth. And so I will read his message to the people of the earth.
Okay.
The title is A Global Resistance is Coming. He says, yes, a global resistance is coming, and the people of the world are waking up to all the wrongs and injustices that governments are imposing, locking you into subservience and restructuring your God-given freedoms and those guaranteed in the United States of America Constitution. People are starting to realize the real purpose of the COVID. It's a ploy to rob you of your freedom of speech and freedom of movement. You will see people by the millions in every country of the world take to the streets, demanding justice and the removal of the dictators who have taken over their governments. There will be a worldwide resistance movement that is just now starting to form in the minds of the people. For people have had enough of the abusive powers imposed upon them from their governments, and the only recourse is to rebel. There are so many angels now on earth and so many ascended masters watching all that is occurring. We see all on our computer screens, and we are dismayed at how the surface population has been lied to and how they have blindly followed all the rules and restrictions imposed upon them, like a herd of cows being taken to slaughter. Similar to the days of Jesus, when the priests controlled everyone and everything. Your governments have been trying to take you back to the dark ages again. Well, this will not be. They will not succeed, but fail in their attempts. For this is the seventh golden age of awakening and enlightenment. And you, the people of earth, are awake, and you see the deceit, and you will no longer allow your lives to be controlled by the dark forces in your governments. There will be a worldwide resistance at every level that will break this chain of darkness that has formed around the world, attempting to lock you down. We, the forces of light, are here, watching and waiting for the precise moment to strike and remove all the remaining dark entities from the surface of the earth. In the short time left, people will unite in the millions and demand their rights and freedoms restored, and it will be. A new earth of justice and liberty will be born, and people will again turn to God, the creator of all life, and find their way home, back to God again. Because there is only one power, one presence, one intelligence, and that is God, the creator of all that is. This is what is ahead of you, beloveds. Don't fear. We in the subterranean cities are here and watching everything, and will soon appear to give you all the help you need. I am Nikos, your friend from the Library of Porthologos, located inside the very center of the Hollow Earth. Call on me at night before you sleep, and ask to be taken on a tour through the Library of Porthologos, and I will be your personal guide.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. What a beautiful message, Diane. That is so beautiful.
Thank you. I really love this message.
Uh-huh. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, from your perspective, I see the world waking up. I think the negatives have overplayed their hand. I don't see them being successful. And all this is like a pack of cards that's going to collapse on them. I really think so. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good way to say it. They've overplayed their hand.
Yeah, yes. Right. Right.
You've gone too far.
Oh, yeah. Too far, too fast. Even the people who aren't awake are starting to awake now. They're seeing through this. I mean, it's getting ridiculous, to be honest.
It is getting ridiculous. I think that's a good point. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's becoming absurd. and people are seeing the absurdity in it.
Right.
Good insight, Ted.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Do you remember when the dead governor Newsom, now he's now dead, a year ago outlawed, what did he do? Outlawed church singing. Remember that? For COVID, you know, ridiculous. And then our governor up here, Democratic Governor Inslee, outlawed fishing about a year ago. People got really upset. I mean, for how could a guy on fishing on a stream, for example, with nobody around for 20 miles around him, is going to be any threat to anybody? It's just ridiculous. You know, it's just a stupid, you know, you have to have no, just anyway, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, but that's a good point. That's how observance become.
Right. Exactly. How soon do you think this is, has Mikos or Adama mentioned how soon this nonsense will be over? I've got things will get better in January. That's what I got, so.
Yeah, as far as the timeline goes, I think what the information I'm receiving is that by 2025, that's in 4 years.
Right.
4 years. Everything will be completely over, probably by 2024. It will all be over with, everything. And
right.
Everything, completely.
Right. And it's really up to us, isn't it?
It's up to us. It's up to us to make, to call for help, to call to the angels. And I've been told that there are millions of legions of angels waiting to be called to come to earth, and they cannot come unless we call them. There are already many legions of angels on the earth, and there's more waiting to come in.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
So we have to call for help. We're a free will race. If we don't make the call, the help cannot come.
Well, let's put our hands over our hearts right now, and let's ask for help. I think that's a great idea. Let's ask the Pleiadians, the Talosians, Adama, the Galactics, the Galactic Alliance, our friends, Abrahalosaurus. We need help here on this planet. I know that they said we have to do it on our own, but we do need help, a lot of help. So let's ask now on the air.
Yeah, and the way the help comes is by our calling for it.
Right. Well, I've got my phone here, and I've got the phone number, so why don't I just make a quick call? Right now, just kidding.
Yeah, to the Galactic Confederation.
And yeah, they're probably probably galactic charges for the call. Yeah,
and call to Ashtar. Ashtar's line is toll free.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's I know, but they're helping as much as they can behind the scenes. I know Admiral Halosaurus is doing everything he can, his Pleiadian family, to help raise the vibrations so we make the right decisions. But ultimately, it's up to us. I know that. So
it's up to us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Do you think the negatives are going to bring out a stuffed doll toy of Gavin Newsom now and put him in Sacramento? They'll have a press conference where they'll have like a plastic doll, and this will be, we're supposed to believe that's Newsom. I don't think they'll, what do you think they're going to do? Have a CGI screen of Newsom? I'm not sure. They don't know what to do. They weren't planning on him dying right now, so he's dead. So.
Well, you know, they're so absurd. They it's likely they would do that because they're so absurd, and they go to, it's the absurdity of it. I wouldn't put it past them.
You know, I'd like to nominate my cat for the governor of California. He's far more intelligent than Newsom and more benevolent, you know, and just give him some mice and a little cheese. He'll be fish. He'll be happy and, you know, probably make better decisions than Newsom can for people.
I'll vote for your cat.
Yeah, that's right.
He has my vote.
Now, I know that Newsom issued an order a month ago where people could have two pieces of toilet paper every day. That was so generous of him. Do you think his mandates and mask orders are still valid now that he's dead?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's absurd also.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have government by CNN now in the United States. You know, it's whatever the mass media says. That's the law, you know.
Yeah, so, I put it correctly. That's correct.
Yeah, right. Right. And a lot of people think that CNN is the law. But
I'm glad you said that. That is so true. I never thought of that, but that is true.
Yeah.
Whatever the media says is the law.
Right, exactly. You know, and we elected them. We elected CNN and MSNBC and PBS. We voted for them. They're our representatives. And they never lie. They tell us the truth all the time. That's what they're made out of, is truth. You know, they wouldn't lie to us, would they? No, of course not. Well, I'm in a good mood today.
Funny but true. Unfortunately.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, well, Diane, I want you to share a little bit about your wonderful books, if you don't mind. You've got Tree Talk, The Call Goes Out from the Dolphins and Whales. You had a message from the Dolphins and Whales too, didn't you? Recent that they were leaving because of all the harassment. I know the U.S. Navy's been killing a lot of dolphins and whales through the sonar program, which the American people don't want. The Navy's been sued, but they still kill them off. They've been killing them off since Obama. You might, if you like, you're welcome to share that message or any other messages you have.
Well, what they said is that it's just too painful for them to be here because of the sonar and the water. The ocean water is so unclean. And they lose so many of their species every year. And they're in fear swimming through the oceans. They used to group in large families and swim through the oceans in large pods. And now they're not able to do that because they'll be detected. So they're having a very, very difficult, painful time, and they're wanting to leave, and they are leaving.
I see. Well, there's been a standing court order against the U.S. Navy from using the sonar to kill dolphins and whales, and that order has been in effect since at least 2016 or 2017. But the Navy, as far as I know, has ignored it. They just kill them off anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And you know, the Navy knows how intelligent they are. They use their full brain.
Mm-hmm.
They're fully conscious. We humans are not fully conscious.
Mm-hmm.
They are fully conscious beings. And that's another reason that the Navy does not want them here. The Navy doesn't want any intelligent life on this planet.
Right. Well, do you think a whale has more intelligence than the dead Governor Newsom? Probably does. A whale would be a good governor for the state of California, probably.
A whale would be the best governor of every state. and the whale would be the best president, except for Trump, of course.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess Biden was executed last year, so we've got a CGI scream endorsed by CNN for our illegitimate president. He's the best that Chinese money can buy anyway, you know, so what can I say?
What does that abbreviation mean that you just said?
Oh, what, the best that Chinese money can buy?
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Diane, I want you to talk a little bit about your books so people can order them from you briefly. The Telos books, famous book, and then you've got Messages from the Hollow Earth as well.
Yes, it would be. I would love to have people order my books, and especially the people from the Hollow Earth would love it, because that's why they were dictated, to bring their awareness, to bring the awareness of the people on the surface to life inside our planet, because all planets are hollow with life inside of them. So one of my books is Messages from the Hollow Earth, and another book is Telos, and these are messages from people from Lemuria who live inside the mountain of Mount Shasta. That's a subterranean city, 1 to 5 miles beneath the surface of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Another book is called Tree Talk, and these are messages that the trees dictated to me. The trees are fully conscious beings also, and the trees carry the records of the earth. And when you walk past the tree, they can hear you, and they record all your thoughts on their leaves and all your thoughts and all your words. The leaves of a tree are like recording plates. So they hold the records. And that's called Tree Talk. Another book is called Crystal Kingdom, with messages from the Elemental Kingdom. The crystals are fully conscious beings. And remember the huge crystals that once powered the continent of Atlantis? Those huge crystals are now under the surface of the earth, waiting for peace on the surface. And then they will come back up to the surface and power the whole planet with free energy.
Wow, amazing.
But because Atlantis misused crystals and blew up Atlantis and Lemuria, the crystals went underground for safety.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book also is Messages from the Elemental Kingdom. Remember Peter Pan and Wendy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan and Wendy are king and queen of the Elemental Kingdom. And the Elemental Kingdom once lived on the continent of Pan in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And when people on the surface started killing each other, they started killing the elementals. They killed the dwarves, the elves, the unicorns, the dragons, the mermaids. They started killing everyone. So Peter went to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet and ask the spiritual hierarchy to lower the continent of Pan down into Middle Earth for protection until there's peace on the planet. And then the continents of Pan, Lemuria, and Atlantis will be brought up to the surface of the oceans when there's peace on the planet. And my books can be ordered from my website, dianerobbins.com. DianneRobbins, DianeRobbins.com. Hope you visit it. Hope you visit my website. Thank you so much, Ted.
Always wonderful to talk to you, Diane. And thank you so much for coming on short notice, my friend. Keep up your beautiful work.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
All right. Merry Christmas, Diane, and Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on my show. I appreciate it. And okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks. When I go to Mount Shasta, I always try to visit my good friend Diane. She's a beautiful lady, and she's written so many wonderful books about Mount Shasta, Adama, and the Telosians. I want to reiterate that we are winning this battle. It's a war going on right now, and I know we're going to win it. So I want everyone to remain strong and try to think positive. And if you have family members who've taken the shot, know that there's inexpensive, almost free remedies available. Free remedies, like there's a healing prayer available, and I'm happy to send that out there to anyone who needs it. Just send it to my send your request to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I've got references to various medical doctors who can help you, and they don't cost very much money. Like I said before, the shot is a death sentence only if you don't want to live and you don't believe in a supreme being or God, because help is available. And we all have that, the beautiful spirit of God within us. And if we ask for help, we'll receive it. I started this show back in November of 2013 to raise the consciousness and get and help people with the ascension. And I always try to keep a positive attitude. I know we talk about some tough subjects on the show, but please know that there is help available for everyone there. And I know we're going to get through this mess. No matter where you're listening in the world, please stay strong, stand up to the tyranny. Here in the United States, the orders by our corrupt, many of our corrupt government officials, including the fake President Joe Biden or the fake California, the dead Governor Newsom of California, don't have any validity or legal authority behind them. And you can challenge him and win in the courts. So stay strong. A lot of people ask me, well, Ted, my employer wants me to take this shot or else I'm going to get fired. And in that situation, what you should do is let them fire you. Then you can sue them in federal court and win your job back plus back pay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a wonderful organization called the Children's Health Defense Fund. I urge you to look them up. They're having a fundraising event this Tuesday. And if you can support them, they always love your support. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, is the son of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and who was murdered back in 1968. Anyway, he's doing wonderful work for the people of this planet. He'll be coming in on my show probably in January or February, I'm told. So I can't wait to have him on. And I want everyone to remain strong and know that there is a supreme being out there, and she loves you all. And there are many, many different benevolent extraterrestrial civilizations beyond this planet, and many earth angels as well, who are watching over us and helping us behind the scenes through this difficult time. And I want everyone to know that we will make it. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener supported show. And so all your donations are really appreciated. Just go to my website on BBS, or you can go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net. I'm starting a new German and English radio show on December 6th here on BBS Radio with my wonderful friends. It'll start broadcasting on Monday, as I said, Monday, December 6th at 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time, or from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time. It'll be in English and in German, and I can't wait. I'm still broadcasting for now in Vienna. The Vienna show will be broadcasting the following Monday on December 13th, and the BBS show will be every other Monday. And for the Mondays that I'm not on BBS, I'll be in Vienna. All broadcast information is on my website at outofthisworldradio.net. Don, if we could play a short piece from the Aquarius now, the fifth dimension, would be great, and that'll help wrap up the show today. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We are all creating a beautiful world, and I know if we all stick together and work with each other, we'll create a better world. Anyway, my friends, it's the holidays are coming up soon. Please try to remain strong. I know that in Austria, hundreds of thousands of people now are demonstrating against the Austrian government for imposing lockdowns in that country. They're actually having unvaccinated people locked down in Austria and in Germany, which doesn't make sense, because the people who are causing the problems now are the ones who've taken the shot. For those who've taken the shot, they're the ones spreading the spike proteins. They're the ones getting other people sick. They're the ones who are getting Guillain-Barre disease and sometimes dead and dying. So they're the problem, not the people who are unvaccinated. The ones who are unvaccinated, those are the ones who will survive all of this, and those who get the shot won't. So anyway, remain strong. I know it's a lot of pressure in a lot of different countries for that. And let's also pray for Australia too, because Australia is undergoing a revolution right now. People are taking back their country. I don't see them having the same government by January. I think the national government there will be replaced. And many of the provinces in Australia will have new leadership as well. So good times are coming, my friends, but you have to be strong for this moment in human history. It's an exciting time. The interesting thing, I had a conversation with President Kennedy, President Eisenhower, President Washington, President Jefferson, President Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, and many other great spirits this past spring. And they all told me the same thing. They said, Ted, we'd love to trade places with you. And I almost said, okay, I'll go over there where you are and you can come here. But I know it's my soul contract to be here through this ascension time and hold the light. But they're looking and they're helping us as much as they can from behind the scenes. And I know we're gonna get through this mess before you know it. It's a tough time. If people need encouragement, I'm happy. I'm available. If you've got a situation, please write me, send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. There's lots of resources available to help you stand up to the pressures of the shot, especially here in the United States, but elsewhere as well. And like I said, there's lots of different home remedies. I'm going to share with you that healing prayer again. For the healing prayer, if you've gotten the shot or you've been shedded upon, it's very simple to say. You snap your fingers and then you count down from 10 to 1. You say the number 10, then breathe in and out, 9, breathe in and out, 8, breathe in and out, and go all the way down to 1. Then snap your fingers and then you say, from the goddess within me, if you're a woman, or from the God within me, if you're a man, I command the supreme creation, and I command the supreme creator to heal the shedding and or the shot. And then you say, I am now completely healed and I know it to be true. And then you snap your fingers again. And I've seen spontaneous healing from that alone from many people. And it does work. The other things you can get are ivermectin, if you can get it, or hydrochloroquine. And I've said this before, but you can make hydrochloroquine from taking 3 grapefruit and 3 limes or 3 lemons. And you take the rinds off and you put it into a pan, metal pan with a lid on top, with 2 inches of water on top. And then you let it simmer or boil for the afternoon for at least 2-3 hours. And then you add a zinc tablet crushed up a zinc tablet with some sweetener like honey or sugar, and you drink it like a tea, and it definitely will help you. It's always helpful to get organic fruit if you can, because it doesn't have any pesticides in it. But if you drink 2 cups of that a day, 1 in the morning and 1 in the evening, you'll be more or less completely protected, according to my medical doctor friends. So, and it's a cheap way, it's easy to make, and it does help protect you. So there's a lot of different remedies you can do. And so there's a lot of different things, you can do. If you wanted to make a Christmas present for you and your friends, I'm doing a fundraiser now for the show. Just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. And I'm running a Christmas special on readings. Just send me an email. I'm happy to send you all the details. I do time travel, and I'd also teach time travel and how to do remote viewing as well. So I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. I've been doing this now for the last how many years? For about 27. 27 years. I teach people on a regular basis. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I charge people just $25 a week to learn how to talk to angels on the other side, their spirit guides, and find out their soul purpose. Most of us here signed up voluntarily to come here to help with the ascension process now. And my guides tell me that there wasn't enough bodies for souls to come into this reality. So if you are here, I know it's a tough time, but please know that times will get better, and we're all here for a purpose to hold the light for our family and friends and to help turn this planet around. We have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and we have to, but now we have to create it. If President Kennedy had lived back in the 60s, as I said before, we would now, we would now be living in a paradise. We'd be shifted into the fifth dimension, and the war would be a thing of the past, and people would be living for at least three or four for 100 years. And that's the kind of world that I think everyone wants and they want to create, is one based upon peace and harmony and not the conflict that we've got today. I'm trying to get a hold of my producer here, but perhaps Don has gotten busy. He seems to have disappeared on me. So anyway, I'm happy to tell you too that it's been a long journey for me to get to this point, but it's sure been worth it. Thanks, Don. I appreciate it so much. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. If we could play that, that Aquarius song just for a minute or two, and then I'll come back and we'll wrap up the show today. I think this is indicative. It came out in the 60s, but it's still just as appropriate today for the new age. Thanks, Don.
Sunshine.
Thanks so much, Don, for playing that. I really appreciate it. I think the big lesson of happening right now is that people are waking up and they're realizing a lot of our government leaders are thugs and dictators who are only interested in creating a police state full of violence where they kill people with these shots. So we all have to stand up for our rights. And I know we're going to get through this. And that's what the courts are there for. The courts are there to help us, especially in the United States. We have a lot of excellent judges, I know, who will agree with me and is listening out there, that we all have to stand up for our rights now, because it's a time to stand up to this tyranny. And I know we're going to get through it. So anyway, I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend. And I can't wait to see you next Saturday. And I want to wish everyone an early Thanksgiving here in the United States and a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year around the world. Thanks so much for listening today, everyone. I really appreciate all your help. Bye-bye.